Story 1. Why do we sleep? We all spend a lot of our time snoozing. In fact, children sleep for almost half of their lives. Why? It's because our bodies need it. Sleep is just as important as food and exercise. Have you ever wondered why we sleep at night time instead of during the day? You can't see it, but your body has a clock which matches the sun, and it can tell when it's night and when it's day. As night comes, and it gets darker, your brain tells you it's time for sleep. But we're not all exactly the same when it comes to bedtime. Some of us like to go to sleep early and to wake up early as well. These people are sometimes called larks, because larks wake up and start singing as soon as it's light. Others like to go to bed later and then sleep late in the morning. They're often called night owls, because owls are nocturnal, meaning they're active at night. Which one are you? So what exactly is sleep? It's a natural state of rest when your awareness of what's happening around you gets turned right down. There are several different stages of sleep, which repeat through the night. 1. It takes around 7 minutes for most of us to go from wakefulness to light sleep. 2. We relax further. Our body temperature drops, our breathing becomes regular, and we enter deep sleep. This is when our body recovers from the day. 3. We dream during rapid eye movement, REM sleep. Most people have favourite positions to sleep in. Here are some of the most popular poses. Soldier. This is when a person sleeps on their back with their arms and legs straight down. Free faller. This is when a person sleeps on their front with their arms up on the pillow. Starfish. This position is for people who like to spread out on their back with their arms and legs out wide. Fetus. This shape is like a baby in the womb, curled up into a ball. Log. This is when a person sleeps on their side with their arms and legs straight down. Yearner. This position makes it seem as though the sleeper is reaching for something. They lie on their side with their arms out in front of them. Which one do you like? Or do you wriggle around in lots of different positions? Sleep affects every part of your body in the most incredible ways. Your brain even gets cleaned while you sleep. Here are some of the other things that a good night's sleep helps with. Sleep calms your emotions, helps you remember new skills, shapes the events of the day into memories, fights infections, keeps your heart healthy, heals your skin, helps your nails grow, and helps bones and muscles grow strong. Lots of other funny things can happen while you sleep. Have you ever had a strange feeling that you're falling out of bed? This sometimes happens as you're falling asleep and you jerk awake. It's called a hypnic jerk. Scientists think it happens because as our muscles relax, our brain gets confused and thinks we're falling, so it tries to catch itself. Nearly all children snore some of the time, especially when they have a cold, and 1 in 10 children snores every night. It happens when something blocks the air going to your throat. It might be your tongue or your airways, which relax as you sleep, that vibrate like a musical instrument. Children tend to talk in their sleep much more than adults. Sometimes sleep talkers make perfect sense. You can even have a conversation with them. But if a sleep talker is in a very deep sleep, they usually talk gibberish. Around 15% of children sleepwalk, and it happens more if you're not getting enough sleep. Sometimes children just sit up in bed. Sometimes they walk all around the house.